This is Kelly Henderson, and you are listening to the Velvet's Edge podcast. Well, it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which obviously draws a lot of attention to breast cancer awareness. So I wanted to make sure that I'm doing my part as a woman to educate as much as possible. I've been working with the Keep a Breast Foundation for the past year, and they even made a cast of my breast for their exhibit and auction taking place in Nashville until October 28th. If you follow me on Instagram, you have seen how amazing my cast is. The artist turned it completely into a disco ball with a velvet interior, which felt very Velvet's Edge. Shaney Jo Darden is the founder of Keep a Breast, and she is here today to talk about the importance of early prevention and many little known facts about the prevalence of breast cancer. Prevention is a huge part of Keep a Breast mission, and it is something that all women can take control of now. Do not wait. This truly can happen to anyone. Here's our conversation. So I just learned about Keep a Breast this past year, but you guys have been around and doing amazing work since the year 2000. Is that what I saw on your website?
Yes, this year is our 20th anniversary.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Well, I want to talk a little bit about how you got started, because when I was reading your website, the background about you being in the skating industry threw me. I was like, what? I had no idea. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I grew up in Southern California in San Diego, and my dream in my whole life was to be a clothing designer. And I always made my own clothes growing up and reworked like thrift store clothes. And I went to fashion, like straight out of high school, I went to fashion school, and I was like, I'm going to move to New York and be a Calvin Klein. I love Vivian Westwood. I'm going to be the next Vivian Westwood. Being from California, the skateboard industry is what's popular there, you know, action sports. So I started my career as a clothing designer, mostly doing denim for skateboard brands. And I fell in love with the indigo and the actual textile of denim. And I've sold millions of jeans out in the world. And, you know, Keep a Breast just started just as one event to help one person 20 years ago. You know, someone in my community was diagnosed and my life changed forever.
Yeah. And so, I mean, the tie with the skateboarding was that sort of brought the art world a lot to you. Is that how you would describe it?
Yeah. I mean, the skateboard community is so creative.
Right? I had no idea about that either. That was interesting.
Yeah,
to me.
You like skateboarding comes from the streets, right? And yeah. Street art is on the streets. And it's this like whole community of, you know, people creating art, whether it's murals or graffiti. And then that turned into graphics that you would see on the bottom of skateboards. Mm. So I started to, you know, work within this community, and I was having exhibitions, taking the art from this community and putting it in a gallery setting, which had never really been done before. It was just like, oh, there's a mural on the street, or here's a skateboard. So I had, you know, my whole community, my peers, everyone was an artist. And that was where, you know, one of the artists that I was working with, her name was Margaret Kilgallen. She was a painter, and she is well known for doing sign paintings in the Mission District of San Francisco. And she was diagnosed with breast cancer. And, you know, 20 years ago, things were a lot different than they are today.
Yeah.
Today you can, you know, raise $50,000 just by doing one Instagram post, you know?
Yeah.
So back then we had to gather, you know, we had to get together to raise money. And so I was like, well, let's do an art show with all these awesome people. But instead of having the artist, you know, donate a painting or something, I was like, well, let's tie it to the cause. So I came up with the concept of making the breast cast, which is just like the cast I made on you 20 years ago. And, you know, having the artist paint them. And that was it. It was just one show to help one person. And it's grown into this global movement of prevention and early detection.
Wow. So, I mean, it is incredible. And I've talked a lot about this on my Instagram. If you guys want to go check out the cast that Shaney made for me, and it's awesome what you guys do. So you basically What is it? It's not paper mache. I was trying to describe to somebody what you made the cast out of when you did it to us. What is that?
It's plaster. So
plaster.
It's
okay.
A lot of people use this material. It comes in rolls. You can get it at any art supply store, and it's a gauze that's impregnated with plaster. And when you get it wet, it, you know, liquefies. And a lot of people use it in school to make like face masks and things like that in elementary school.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a material that's available to everyone for modeling and molding, and I just decided to use it for breasts instead of something else.
Yeah. Well, it's so cool because the end product, for me at least, the whole experience was extremely empowering as a woman because, you know, I think a lot of times too, our breasts are so sexualized, and that is such an interesting thing because it's such a feminine part of our, like, I felt so feminine doing this and I felt so empowered doing this, but I didn't feel like sexualized. It just felt like a beautiful act to honor my body. And then what's amazing is once you make these cool casts, you have these artists come in and decorate them and do whatever their interpretation of the person that was casted or just whatever they want to paint on the cast. They put it together and it turns into this really beautiful creation that, you know, people can go bid on, or there's this exhibit that's happening right now in Nashville. And it's just a really, really cool concept.
Oh, thank you. That makes me so happy. And it's really, the casting experience itself is so intimate.
Yes.
You know, most times, like, I didn't know you before I casted you.
Right.
So most times I'm meeting someone for the first time and they're naked in front of me and I'm rubbing plaster all over their boobs, and it's like you are being brave by putting yourself in a vulnerable position in front of a stranger for the sake of something that's, you know, bigger than all of us.
So yeah,
that the moment and the trust that people give to me is something that I will always cherish.
Well, I think that's a really interesting point that you make, that, you know, you're making yourself vulnerable for a bigger thing. And I was thinking about this when I knew I was going to talk to you today. And I thought, you know, what's so unfortunate to me about this entire thing is that we as people or humans or whatever, don't necessarily give attention to this kind of thing in our life, like breast cancer, until it affects you or someone you know. And when you guys first originally reached out to me, I had just gone through this with one of my very best friends. And it was shocking to me because I didn't even think of myself as being at the age where, whatever that means even, where people do get diagnosed with breast cancer, or like I had some sort of mentality that only people with big boobs get breast cancer or something. And my friend was neither, you know? And so it was shocking, and thankfully she's okay. But I was so happy to be able to do something for a cause like this. Why do you think that is though, that we do that as humans, where we just don't pay attention to things until they affect us?
Oh God. I mean, that is a massive question. But at the same time, it's like when I started Keep Abreast 20 years ago, I was shocked. Yeah. I didn't know. No one was talking to me about my breast health, not my doctor, not my mother, not, you know, at school. So it is one of, I mean, and women's health in general, that's a whole other conversation, is like, doesn't have enough attention. And we really have to rely on each other to be able to talk about these things and bring them up and normalize all these conversations, you know, which is something we've seen a lot in the last years of, you know, normalizing things, you know, like same-sex marriage, like, you know, like the topics are endless. So we really are in this like new world of normalizing topics that hopefully will be better for future generations. I mean, one of my best friends is going through breast cancer right now, and she's just constantly in shock of her experience and the things that the doctors just don't tell her.
Yeah, I think that's so common. I mean, I like what you mentioned too about this being something about us educating ourselves. And you and I were talking a little bit before we started podcasting about this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but you guys at Keep Abreast refer to it more as Breast Cancer Prevention Month. And that's really what y'all's main focus is. So you have these exhibits and you have all the cast, but let's talk about the other things that you guys are doing to kind of start this movement like you're talking about, of just educating ourselves, of being aware and having the knowledge ourselves, and then helping other women to do the same. Do you want to tell everyone about the app?
Yeah. And I mean, it's like you hear all the time, especially during this month, it's like there's enough awareness. Oh my God, no more pink or pink ribbons or blah.
Well, it kind of gets lost, right? Like when there's just people don't really pay attention to it.
Yeah. And I mean, the truth is, and what we were just talking about, there isn't enough awareness because we need education. And our focus as an organization is the younger audience. And it is about prevention and early detection. So we, our goal, like we were saying, is to normalize this topic and to get, you know, women from a young age, men can also get breast cancer, to know their body. So we talk about knowing your body and knowing what's normal for you. And if you find something that isn't normal, to go see your doctor right away. And then also to, you know, teach our audience how to be their own health advocates, because many young women will get turned away, even if it's really something serious, but doctors will say, hey, oh, you're too young. This doesn't happen to young women. And so we, as, you know, individuals have to educate each other and have to, you know, fight and advocate for our own rights as patients. And the best thing about all of that is Keep Abreast has a brand new app. So everyone, if you're listening to this podcast, make sure you download our app. It's free. It's called the Keep Abreast app. And our goal with this app is breast health for all. So we want to give women everywhere free access to healthcare, which is a very hot topic at the moment. And it's, you know, people, not everyone lives in a city. Not everyone can go to a clinic, you know. So this app will show you how to do your self-check. It also has a very cool feature where you can set an automatic reminder. So we all forget. We don't want to do it. But it's important that you check your breasts at the same time every month. So the app will send you a reminder, just a little text message once a month. Hey, time to check your breasts. And then if by the chance, hopefully not, but if you do happen to find a lump, we have a partnership with an amazing healthcare company called Carbon Health. And so you can connect with a virtual care appointment with a medical doctor from Carbon Health within 10 minutes. And so that's never, ever happened before where this time period has become so short of being able to get access and talk to a doctor right away. And, you know, if you guys do determine it's something serious, the doctor can refer you to a screening that is local to you. So we're super proud of this this new app. And, you know, with 1 in 8 women being diagnosed with breast cancer, we ask all of you to download it and share it with your 8 breast buds.
Yeah, I actually thought the part about the doctor was huge. I had another friend recently go through a little bit of a scare. And when she first figured out that there was something to be concerned about, I mean, the wait time in between that and then the appointment to get that checked out, I mean, it was weeks. And that was so emotional for her. Just, I mean, the fear, the anxiety, all of those things. So I think that part,
all of that.
I mean, it's such a vulnerable thing anyway. So being able to talk to somebody quickly, even if it's just for the comfort of knowing where to go, I think that's a huge thing. Also,
we're busy, you know, like, you have families, people have work, you know, a lot of women are just be like, oh, I have my annual, you know, in 8 months, I'll tell them then. So it's really, we're really proud of this partnership with Carbon Health to be able to, you know, really the whole goal is that early detection saves lives.
Yeah. Well, that's what, one of the really interesting statistics to me on your website is that 40% of diagnosed breast cancers are detected by women who feel a lump. So it isn't necessarily when you go get your annual or you're getting a mammogram. It's something people are finding themselves. And I have to say, like, I don't feel at all aware of how to even do that or what steps to take. So I think this app is a huge, huge deal.
Yeah. And that's like, you know, you just said it. And we try to tell people, you know, you can't do it wrong. Mm-hmm. The whole point is just getting in there. It's like just a breast massage. You know, if you're going to like give a back massage, just do the same thing for your boobs. And it's never, you know, it's changing people's mindset away from fear to like self-love.
Right.
You know, you're never looking for cancer because, you know, if that's what you're looking for, that's what you're going to buy.
Yeah.
You know, but it's a moment of just getting to know what's normal for you. And whether you're lying in bed, massaging your boobs, watching, you know, The Office, on the couch, you know, you don't have to be so clinical about it.
Right, right. I like that about the self-love, just looking at taking care of our bodies and our health, because that's the one thing that it seems like you don't have a lot of control over. And all, I mean, I guess ultimately we don't, but the best we can do is take the right steps to be preventative.
Yeah, I mean, you're doing a face mask. You might as
I mean,
well,
amen,
like,
right. I don't want wrinkles, but I don't want breast cancer either.
No, you might as well massage your boobs while you're doing your face mask.
There you go. I love that. What do you say to women? I mean, do you meet a lot of young women who are kind of like the mentality that I was saying, where they're just like, oh, I mean, I'm too young, or oh, that can't happen to me? Or like, when do you tell people to start doing this kind of stuff?
Oh, I love this question. I mean, we meet people all the time that are like, oh, it's not in my family.
Right.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm good. I'm a vegetarian. I'm a yogi.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen to me. And the thing is, and the thing that we learned many years ago was that breast cancer isn't this hereditary disease that people think it is. And that's where that misconception comes from. Really, it's only 10% of new cancer cases are related to family history.
Wow, so really? 10%?
90% of all new cases have no family
no
history.
No genetic stuff. Wow.
Are related to the environment.
Wow. That is so interesting to me.
Yes. One of our programs at Keep Abreast is called Non-Toxic Revolution. And Non-Toxic Revolution, when this program was started based on this fact of like, holy shit.
Yeah.
This is an environmental disease. And so we dove really, really, really deep and worked with many organizations to come up with, you know, action steps that everyone can take to lower their risk by reducing their environmental exposure to breast cancer.
Do you have any of the statistics of what might be the main causes from environmental stuff?
Oh, gosh. I mean, that's the thing, is it's super overwhelming, right?
Yeah.
So if you visit our website, nontoxicrevolution.org.
Okay.
There's a lot of information on there, and we break it out into categories. So we break it into your mouth, your body, plastic sets, and heart and soul. So it's like the different things that you're eating. What are you using to clean your house? What beauty products are you using? What type of mattress are you sleeping on? You know, there's like many chemicals and things that are, you know, endocrine disruptors, mm-hmm. and that increase our risk, and especially young women. You know, when you are a teenager, like most women are using like 18 beauty products a day, mm-hmm. right? You're like deodorant, perfume, hairspray. How many things are you putting on your face? And most of these products aren't, you know, tested. The chemicals in these products aren't tested, and they're not tested being used together. So some of these ingredients may have a very, very small exposure, but over a period of time, and in your teenage years, your bodies are more susceptible to these chemicals because you're developing and you're growing. You know, these things become a high risk when your, you know, exposure is micro, but over many, many, many years.
My gosh. I just pulled up this website. This is the kind of stuff that's fascinating to me, though, because like our skin is our number one organ, right? And nobody really talks about that, or they're starting to, but all the stuff that we're constantly putting on our bodies every day, and it's just being absorbed over the years, like you say. I mean, I don't think that we talk enough about what that's doing to our insides until there's an issue that comes up.
Yeah, it's not a mainstream conversation. It's right. still in the conversation of like the Whole Foods world.
Yeah, exactly. Like if you're super granola or you're like a hipster, you'll talk about it. But yeah, I hope that it keeps growing.
Right. Or if you're like a Goop Gwyneth Paltrow. Right. You have $1 million, then it's in that world. You
know? Right.
It's not in the mainstream community. So a lot of people just, they don't know. So yeah, we have some shopping guides, which you can see on the website that, you know, shows you how to shop for hair dye and deodorant and sunscreen and, you know, which chemicals to stay away from and which ones are good.
Nice. Well, you guys go check that out. I want to know something from you. I was just thinking about all of the stuff that you guys are spreading. What is the most rewarding part for you of all this kind of work and helping women?
Oh my God. It's really just like, right now it's our 20th anniversary. So just that fact is like incredible to know that we've been doing this for 20 years all around the world. And so we have literally educated millions of people. And the thing that I am really the most proud of is that Keep Abreast is the first organization ever to speak directly to young women about prevention and early detection. The conversation has always been about your grandma, your mother, get a mammogram, the cure, research, drug research, let's get a cure. And like, that's all important. But more than 12,000 women under 40 every year are being diagnosed with breast cancer. And those 12,000 women are also important.
Right.
And so, yeah, I am so proud that we really are able to speak to a new generation about breast cancer. And my hope is that the work that we've done over the last 20 years, you know, that we'll be able to start seeing a difference in the next 20 years.
Right. Like if the mentality just starts at a younger age. I mean, that is exactly what happened to me with my friend. And thankfully she's okay, as I said, but I just remember feeling like, what? This can't be happening to us. You know, like how would this already be happening? And it's now I'm like noticing it even more amongst my age group, and I'm not even 40 yet. So it's just so interesting. I think it's such an important thing to start thinking about early.
Same.
Like I said, the exhibit runs in Nashville through October 28th. It's at Riverside Revival in East Nashville. I highly recommend you guys going by if you're in town. It's just one, when you walk in and you see all of the cast together, I don't know. Do you feel like this, Shani, when you walk in and you see them all together? It's just like striking. It was kind of just awe-inspiring the way, that's like the only three words I could think of, but it took my breath away. It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's 86 women, local women that all have, you know, just like you, they all have a story to share.
Yeah.
Same thing with the artists that participated. All the artists participated because this is important to them. And so it's a massive coordination of individuals to get to this point to share this exhibition with Nashville. It is striking, it is beautiful, it is meaningful, and it will take your breath away. And if you are in Nashville, like, come, because nothing like this will ever be here again.
Yeah. Well, and especially right now, there's not a whole lot to do. So if you're looking for an activity that's safe, I mean, I know you guys require masks and stuff too. So it was such a cool activity to go to and just include in your day. And it's very enlightening, but also inspiring. You can make a bid on a cast if you want to be a part of everything. It's just super cool.
Yeah, it is. We only allow 20 people at a time in the venue. We have hand sanitizer everywhere. Masks are required, social distancing.
Yes.
I don't think we've even had 20 people in here at one time. So
right.
It's very chill. It's very safe. And yeah, all the casts right now are available online on Charity Buzz on our auction. And you can also see the casts online too. Give yourself a little preview and then come see them in person.
Right. So if you guys are listening and you're not in Nashville and can't make it out to the exhibit, you can go to charitybuzz.com/keepabreast and you can see all of the cast there. You can make a bid on anything. And I think, I mean, there's a lot like Megan Berry. That was so cool to see hers. I mean, just the way that all of them are decorated so differently too. And I really feel like they kind of capture the personality of each person. The artists that do this stuff, I mean, it just blows my mind. I was shocked.
Yeah, they're beautiful. And Megan Berry was one of the first women that agreed to be casted for this exhibition.
I love that.
3 years ago.
And wow.
We just happened to ask her on a day that one of her best friends was diagnosed.
Oh my gosh.
So it was like everything about this exhibition and being here in Nashville and all the women in this community has been magical. You know, yeah. It was meant to be. Everyone was meant to be here and, you know, really have their stories be told.
I agree with that. My artist, and I don't know if you guys have seen this on my Instagram, but my artist made mine look like a disco ball. She told me that she went and kind of just searched Velvet's Edge and she was like, how do I capture the velvet and the edge? So she made the outside look like a disco ball and the inside look like pink velvet. And she didn't even know this, but I told you this. I have disco balls all over my closet. That was like the way that I decorated. And we just thought, oh my gosh, this was exactly the artist that I was supposed to be paired up with. It was the perfect match.
It was just another magical moment.
Yeah.
Truly.
I love it. Well, Shani, where else can people find you guys?
You can follow us on Instagram at Keep Abreast. We're on all the social medias at Keep Abreast. You can check out our website. I mean, we're everywhere, and there's tons of great press right now going on locally in Nashville, which is, we're really grateful for the community and, you know, talking and sharing about what we're doing.
Yeah, the website is keepabreast.org, and you guys go download the app. It's such an easy at-home way to educate yourself, to stay in touch with your body, and go bid on the auction, support the cause.
Yeah, thank you so much, Kelly. It's so fun talking to you.
Of course,
tonight.
This was such a fun thing for me to be involved in, so I appreciate you guys including me, and thank you for being here and talking to all of us.
Absolutely, it's really my honor.
Well, I will talk to you soon. Thank you guys for listening. Go check out Keep Abreast and stay healthy out there.
Check yourself.
Bye.